emergency triple team traffic this morning. Andy, what's going on?
Southbound 215's West Belt, there's a pretty big crash that's right before the I-80 turnoff to the airport, and it's got a bunch of emergency vehicles on the scene, and there was a bunch of debris all over the freeway. They have reopened they've got three main flow lanes open, but the transition ramp to I-80 appears to be blocked, at least the beginning of it, and the delays from this go all the way back to the Legacy Parkway merge, where Davis County hooks up in Salt Lake County. And then we've got some southbound I-15 slowing building between Lagoon and Parrish Lane in Farmington and Centerville. Eric?
Do have a northbound accident in Utah County. This is on I-15 just past 2100 North, but no real delays down there. Once you round Point of the Mountain, though, that's when things start to slow down as you approach Bangor Highway. Very thick from that point up to about 114th South, and then you're still below the speed limit all the way past 90th South. Heather?
Crews are still cleaning up an auto pedestrian crash in downtown Salt Lake at North Temple and West Temple, and then Bangor Highway is getting pretty busy heading north. People trying to get onto the 201 freeway. Once you're on the 201 freeway, you still have pretty good speeds all the way from Tooele heading east toward downtown Salt Lake. And we're starting to see those construction delays on I-215 between Highland Drive and 4500 South. Need the perfect gift, one that won't go out of style or get returned? Give gift cards to the Market Street Grill and New Yorker Restaurant. Order online at marketstreetgrill.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.